Hello, the Secretary of Gunning Eagles are dictating an endoscopy report on Edith Powell, date of birth 4/26/1939, date of procedure for February 16, 2024, physician's Dr. Evgeny Goltradio, referring physician's Dr. Escarina Herrera. Procedure performed is esophagogastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Sorry, make that flexible sigmoidoscopy to 35 centimeters with cold biopsies. Indication is weight loss, comma, abnormal CAT scan in the sigmoid colon, comma, GIM, comma, dysphagia. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, well, the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, well, extended to patient period, the patient's brought to anesthesia, placed in a muscle out of position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated Olympus video, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus in advance of the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, view was obtained at the cardioperiod air resection from the stomach forward ultrascope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced. A well-lubricated Olympus video pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance in direct vision to approximately 35 centimeters from the anal verge. Where there was noted to be significant tortuosity, severe diverticulosis and a fixed colon, and the scope is not able to be advanced past this point. Period. The mucosa is inspected from 35 centimeters to the anal verge. Period of retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was fair in this area. Bowel preparation was good from 35 centimeters from the anal verge to the anal verge. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal mid-esophagus to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. Next slide. The Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe wall, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus as well, given dysphagia to rule out any pathology. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. Biopsies were obtained per the Sydney protocol from the cardia, comma, antrum, comma, body. Given history of GIM. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema noted diffusely and small punctate erosions. Next time, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, and the ampulla appeared unremarkable as well. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. The scope delete that. Given the significant tortuosity, comma, severe diverticulosis, and fixated colon, the scope could not be advanced past 35 centimeters from the anal verge, period. At this area, there was a approximately 15 millimeter erythematous pedunculated appearing polyp that was unable to be removed due to the fixation of the colon. And the tortuosity, comma, biopsies were obtained of the polyp for histology. There was noted to be a significant amount of bleeding originally, which, there was noted to be some oozing from the biopsy site. However, this stopped pretty quickly. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll plan to reattempt colonoscopy. At the hospital with a different we'll plan to reattempt colonoscopy at the hospital with a thinner scope like the enteroscope. Within the next week, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.